you would say that to someone who plays Afrobeat, they would feel like we're a stiff white band from Sweden.
Juno is a band from Sweden, but they are hardly stiff. The music on their album Fields sways gently but intensely, with hints of Afrobeat, bossa nova, and krautrock. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. Junip's first LP, Fields, is just out, but the band has been around since the late 90s. They just weren't making a lot of noise, literally. After meeting each other in the hardcore rock scene of Gothenburg, Sweden, Jose Gonzalez and his Junip bandmates turned down their amplifiers and created music featuring nylon string guitars, soft percussion, light organ sounds, and pillowy electronics. One of the reasons for the decade-long wait for a first album was the solo success of Jose Gonzalez, who gained international attention with his cover of Heartbeats by The Knife. With their own release, Junip is garnering some international buzz, and I spoke with the band about their origins.
Me and Elias, we've known each other since we were 7, and we started playing music when we were 14. And some years later, we hung out with Tobias at hardcore shows, and me and Elias were in a band, and Tobias was in another band, so that's how we met. And one thing led to another, and we started Junip as a reaction, in a way, to all the loud music.
Right, because you wouldn't necessarily think that hardcore was what you guys kind of came out of. But it's funny how the backlash can happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were into different styles of music, so it wasn't like a big switch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think since we had interest in other styles of music, we felt it would have been nice to do something else.
So when did Junip form exactly?
We usually say 98.
98?
Yeah. I think that's about the time when I had a couple of acoustic songs and we tried them out at Elias's apartment with acoustic guitar, organ, and some pans and pots.
Because it's interesting on Hal, the way you're playing a, looks like a ceramic coffee mug on that, right?
Yeah, and on the record it's a regular glass. Yeah.
A regular glass. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So Junip formed, you laid down a couple of songs, and many of us are starting to hear those songs now for the first time, although they were released, but a lot of them are all out now, surrounding the excitement around Fields.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've been pretty inactive, so yeah, we released a 7-inch back then, 2000. Mm-hmm. 2005 we did an EP with 5 songs, and it's just now that we released the album with, you know, backup from labels and stuff, so people can find the music.
If you weren't told about so-and-so our abilities, you would know about the Trinity. Would you still know what in the world created all this? Wouldn't you have to figure out what's pulling the strings? Did you know about varying degrees of free will compatible with sensors building blocks? Did you know of adaptive emergent properties how long would be just making you talk? Wouldn't you have to figure out what's bringing us out?
Junip, live from FUV with Howl and To the Grain. Their first full-length album is called Fields. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Check out the complete sessions in the FUV archives at WFUV.org.